they say hombre, hold another bottle. Look a little closer, cigar in Moscato. An actor in improv coming from Chicago. Alto, make way for Paul Vato. Pablo, si hablo con mi taco.
Arigato!
Arigato!
Arigato, Mr. Paul Vato. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul Vato, and this is Paul Vato Presents. And today, my very special guest is Michelle Malizaki. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's such a traditional Japanese name, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was. Well, welcome, Michelle. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today. Michelle is a brilliant stand-up comedian, a musical artist. She has recorded a few other podcasts. I first found out about her through my friend Christina Blackburn, who has a great podcast called Storyworthy. And I was a guest of Christina's as well. So it's a great podcast. It's a lot of fun, a lot of industry people. So Michelle, thank you so much for taking time to be here. We're live on Fireside, so welcome.
Yay, thank you for having me on your show.
100%. I'm so glad that you are able to do it. I have so many questions to ask, cultural differences, comedy, and all that incredible background. Would you be kind enough to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you live, maybe not your address, but you know where you live and where you've performed and things like that?
Okay, I am originally from Japan. But I just found out I'm not a Japanese person anymore because I become an American. And in Japan, there are only two kinds of people, Japanese and non-Japanese. And I am neither. I'm a former Japanese.
Interesting. Are they called, is that Gaijing? Is that the right word or no?
I'm not Gaijing. I'm just a former Japanese.
Interesting. Is that because you became an American citizen, so you're no longer recognized as Japanese?
The second I sworn in as like different foreign nationality, then my Japanese citizenship just evaporates. I didn't know that.
Wow. And this is because of the Japanese government, not the U.S. government?
No, I see. Government that you have like multiple citizenships.
That's what I thought, but I think back there used to be a time where you could only have, if you were a U.S. citizen, I thought you could only have a U.S. passport, but I know that that's changed because I know people have multiple passports, so I don't know what changed.
Yeah, but with Japan, Japanese government, you can't have dual citizenships, so just one. So as soon as I sworn in as American, then no more Japanese.
No more Japanese.
All my jokes are about being Japanese. Oh, no.
Now you can't make any more Japanese jokes. They might get offended.
No. What am I going to do?
You got to rewrite your whole act.
I know.
Maybe you could divorce your present husband and marry a Japanese guy, and then you could make Japanese jokes.
I don't know. I'm still lost since I found about this because I don't know. I thought I never belonged to any group. Outsider.
When did this happen? How long? When did you find out that you were no longer Japanese?
I just found out recently, but I didn't know. Yeah, because I became American citizen a while back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you recently went to Japan, is that right?
Yeah, I just did. And I had to get a visa.
Oh, yeah, because you're not Japanese. Of course, you have to get a visa.
Japanese person. I had to apply for a visa. And then they asked for a picture. So I sent my picture in. And then they called me and said, oh, your picture is too old. You have to send a current picture. How do they know that my face hasn't changed? It's the same person.
and you look very young, so it doesn't matter when it was taken.
It's the filter, I think. It's like an automatic filter thing. Because my room looks nice.
Well, mine's not working, I don't think, because I look old, so I don't know what happened.
I've never met you in person, so I don't know.
I look even better in person, I think.
Oh, a lot of people do. Like, you know, you do Zoom shows and then you never meet those guys, girls, people in person. And then when you meet them, you're like, oh my gosh, they are really nice looking.
You're like, stay off the Zoom. It makes you look ugly.
I mean, I look the same. I look the same. That's my cat. My cat's kind of famous for barging into internet show, virtual shows.
Very interesting. I love that.
Yeah, but she never talks to me during the day.
No?
No, it's just when I'm like talking on somebody else other than the cat, then she just, hey, guys.
What's your cat's name?
Mochi.
Mochi?
Yeah, like the food mochi. I also have a dog named Peanut. Like all my pets are named after food items.
I see that. Do you have any fish?
I don't eat them. It's just names.
We're not going to go there, I don't think, right? Maybe. You're like, I'm Japanese, not Korean. Uh-oh, don't tell Bobby Lee. Awesome.
Japanese people didn't eat beef nor pork till 170 years ago.
Was it strictly pescatarian or vegetarian or what?
No, I can't remember because Japanese people believe in many different things, but one of the...
When did you decide to come to the U.S.? Because I know that you had an affinity, I think, for maybe American television.
Yeah, well, I came to America because I wanted to... Okay, my mom told me, ever since I was in fifth grade, my mom told me to marry a white guy. Because, you know, half white, half Asian kids are cute.
That's true.
I actually wanted to marry a British person. I guess you can't marry two, so you just one. But then America was closer than England, so I came here.
Oh, wonderful. And did your dreams come true? Did you end up marrying?
I ended up marrying a white guy from Ohio.
That's as white as you can get.
No, I think I didn't know, but Wisconsin is whiter white people. I didn't know.
That is true. I grew up in Chicago, well, in the suburbs, in Illinois, which is, you know, right by, well, both Ohio and Wisconsin. And you're right. I think Wisconsin, you could have done a little bit better and found a white guy from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know.
Next time.
Next. Yeah. Wisconsin, 10 years younger. That's on my list.
Yeah. Go to a youth group and maybe you can find a future husband. What does your husband think about you doing stand-up? Were you doing stand-up when you guys met, or how long have you been doing stand-up?
No, well, I actually used to do TV production for Japanese TV, and I've done like many different shows, like news about like surrogate mothers, like documentaries to sports news. But like, you know, when I tell people that I was on sports news, you know, you might think, oh my gosh, why are you famous? My hand, like holding a microphone like this, was famous right here. Just here. Yeah, not me.
right. Yeah. Now, is it true?
I used to travel with the Yankees because they had a Japanese player, and I get to go inside of the locker room after they take showers after the game. That was my job. What a job.
I got paid. Do you miss it?
I don't know. Like, it was fun. I mean, you go there. We used to rotate like 2 weeks at a time to follow. And that was fun. And some baseball stadiums have better food than the others. Like Arizona Diamondbacks, they have good food. But like Dodgers, eh.
Maybe that's a show.
Yeah.
We should do a show where we go to different parks and try their food.
Yeah. The San Diego Padres have good food at the concession stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Boston Red Sox, they have good food. They got chowders.
Of course. Boston.
Yeah, but it's kind of like baseball season is kind of hot, and then you eat chowders, but it's so good.
Wonderful. Did you have to pay for your own food, or was it a budget?
Actually, at the press level, they have press food, and you eat some of those, and then you go downstairs and eat more food.
I would love to do that job, except for going into the men's showers, but you seem to enjoy that.
Yeah, of course I do.
They're like, you can leave now. You're like, oh, I'm not done yet. I got to interview more players.
I'm not done yet. Oh.
So how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I've been doing it for like 5 years. Before that, I used to do improv. I had a midlife crisis, and I took some improv classes at the Park and Rec. And then that led me to the Second City. And I was just taking a class at a time, and I ended up finishing the conservatory program. But improv, you have, and I had so much fun, but you have to have team to perform. You know, it's easy to form a team, but it's hard to maintain a team.
Oh, and I know. Studied
after improv. A while, people are not excited to practice anymore. Like, oh, I have to pay $40 for the session, and I don't know. And so I started to perform by myself. I was singing and stuff, and I had no idea about stand-up comedy. I didn't know at all. It's like I live here forever in America, but I didn't know stand-up comedy existed till like 5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, because it's not that big in Japan. Is that right?
It's becoming like very recently, but it's in Japan, comedy style is usually two people doing skits. So it's very different. And stand-up comedy, it's, I don't know, I just love it.
And you're very good at it. I've seen some of your sets. They're wonderful. And I'd love to talk to you about Second City. Was that in Los Angeles where you studied,
yes,
or were you
in Chicago? Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah, of course. Of course, did you ever do anything at Upright Citizens Brigade or Improv?
I also took classes at UCB, and I did shows at IO West.
Yeah.
And I also took an improv class before, like way before when I was pregnant, like 7 months pregnant. And I'm like at the, Groundlings?
Sure.
Yeah, but I was too pregnant, so I'm like, I can't do this.
How long ago was this? How old are your kids?
My kids are 16 and 12.
Do you like improv better or stand-up better?
I like improv. I love improv. I really love improvised music, like musicals. But that one is really hard to practice because you have to have somebody who could play piano or keyboard. And then you have to get a group of people who's willing to make fun of themselves. Yeah, I like musical improv the most.
You had a song go viral, didn't you? Didn't you have a famous song about napping?
Yeah, I had a Nap Time by Napster. It's a song for the... it's an official song for National Napping Day.
When is National Napping Day?
That's the day after the daylight saving time starts. You lose an hour the day before, so you get to take a nap the next day.
I didn't know that. That's great. And your song is the official song for National Napping Day?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, you know what happened? So I found out. So I wrote a song called Nap Time by Napster. And then I found out there's a National Napping Day, and I tracked down the guy who found it that day, and I sent him email. I'm like, I have a perfect song for National Napping Day. Can it be an official song? And he's like, sure. Yay.
Yay. That's fantastic. Can people download it, or can they find it somewhere?
You could download it, or you could find it on YouTube or iTunes or all those places.
I've seen it. I think it's funny. I think it's great. And congratulations on having such a viral song. That's fantastic.
Well, actually, my TikTok went viral.
Really?
Where can people... 4.6 million views.
That's a lot. That is
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. In that video, I did not talk or I did not show my face. Then it went viral. So that's what I should, just hands.
Just hands. Nobody wants to see your face.
Just hands. So I should do like a video about me washing dishes or, I don't know, clipping nails.
I had a question about your last name. You capitalize the Z. Is that for a particular reason? Why do you capitalize the Z in your last name? I'm just curious.
Oh, Marizaki.
Okay, that's good.
But it's actually, this is not a Japanese last name. You know, if it's Japanese last name, there shouldn't be L. It should be R.
Marizaki.
Yeah, Marizaki. My I'm married to a guy named Marinzak. And I used to go to audition as Michelle Marinzak, and people didn't buy it. Like, you know, who's this lady? So I just Japanified it from Marinzak to Marizaki.
That's really funny. Okay. Cause I was interested, and I almost Googled it because I was like, I don't think it's Japanese, but it kind of sounds Japanese, like it could be Japanese. That's brilliant that you did that. So what's your husband's last name?
Malenzak.
Where is your husband's family from?
I think they are originally from Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And that... Malenzak means coal miner.
Oh. I like Malenzaki.
Yeah, so I guess that means coal miner.
Coal miner.
Instead of coal miner.
Did you know English when you moved to the USA?
Well, I actually went to a school called Temple University Japan. The Temple in Pittsburgh has a branch in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And I went there for a year, and my teacher taught us English like, oh my God. for sure. Get me with the spoon.
Was this in the 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s. And my teacher was gay, which was like, we thought he was flamboyant because he's an American, but he was overly flamboyant because he was, I don't know, he still is gay.
Probably still is. Now, I heard a funny story that when you used to watch television shows when you were growing up, you thought that all these actors actually spoke Japanese.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh my gosh. I used to watch Little House on Prairie every Saturday at 5 p.m. I'm like, oh my gosh, those actors, they speak pretty good Japanese for, you know, white people, but it's little off. But I was like really impressed. And then, like, later on, it turned out it was a voiceover. I didn't know that.
No wonder you came to America. You're like, I'm going to be a star. I already speak Japanese.
I know. I speak better Japanese.
I didn't realize how different Japan is because it's so long. How different different cultures of Japan, depending on whether you're from the north or the south or the middle. I mean, there's just so much territory to cover.
Yeah, people look a little bit different from the people from the north and the south. From the south, you know, I think you could totally blend in south.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
I have an Asian spirit. You know, I love all things Asian. And, you know, I studied Taekwondo, which I know is Korean. And I love sushi, and but I did my DNA and I have zero Asian. I was very sad because, you know, I have an epicanthal fold, so people think I'm Polynesian, but that's interesting to think that I could be like from the south of Japan.
Yeah, northern Japanese people tend to be like, I don't know, they look a little bit different, and then like middle part is a little bit different, and then also we dress differently. Like, people from Tokyo wear more monotonous, like black, gray, navy blue kind of muted outfit. But people from Osaka, they are loud, like checkered, plaid, red.
Are you from Osaka?
Yeah, people from Osaka. They are loud and they talk loud.
Where were you born?
I was born in Yamaguchi, but I was raised in Tokyo. So I'm from like the middle part of like Tokyo area.
Interesting. And,
so if you spot a Japanese person in town, he could be from Osaka because you spotted him because he was talking loudly.
Like in America when we're on vacation, talking loud. Yeah.
Well, I went to Italy on an American tour during Christmas, like many years ago. And oh my gosh, some of the people came from Texas and they were yeehawing in Italy.
Oh my God.
Yeehaw. Like what? I've never seen anybody yeehawing in America, but in Italy, there are like American people yeehawing.
That's ridiculous.
And then like they wanted us to all sing Christmas Carol on the bus, tour bus. I'm like, I don't know any songs.
Of course. Yeah, of course. When did you go to Italy?
That was like 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, almost 20 years ago.
What other Asian countries have you been to?
I've never been to any other Asian countries, just Japan. And just I've Japan. Never even been to Okinawa, which is supposed to be part of Japan, which is Japan, but it's like cheaper to come to Los Angeles than going to Okinawa.
Wow, why is that? That's crazy.
I think there are more flights coming this way than that way.
Oh, yeah, that makes makes sense. What other places have you visited that you like? Not necessarily, you know, not in Asia, but you said Italy. Have you been to France or Spain or any other places?
Scotland. I want to go to Glasgow again. And Edinburgh was nice. Yeah, London was nice. I've been to England.
Did you go to Edinburgh for the comedy festival? Because, you know,
I wish. I went there after the festival season. But I saw all those, you know, guys wearing kilts and like so windy. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, you're used to seeing all these penises when you were in the sports in the locker room. So,
and I got paid. See, you know, some people, you know, pay to see those, and I got paid to see those.
That's brilliant. You made a lot of money. That's good.
I did. I even remodeled my windows in a house with that Matsui money. It was Matsui, the Godzilla, the guy outfielder from Japan that we were covering, and I spent all my Matsui money on those expensive bay window.
Good for you. Were you guys just doing a story on him, or were you always just interviewing him for Japanese television? What were you doing?
Yeah, we were always interviewing for Japanese television.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. Like, best game experience I've ever had was in Minnesota, the Twin City, Minnesota Saints. It's an Independence League, and their mascot is a pig named Hamlet. And then he or she, the pig, brings out the first ball on the field, and then you have the first pitch. And I had so much fun there.
When was this? How long ago was this? When were you doing it?
Maybe like 10 years ago.
That's awesome. I mean, I know that baseball is very popular in Japan, so they must have been very proud of this guy that was from Japan.
Yeah. Now, Otani. I know there's going to be a lot of Otani money going, but I didn't get called in.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. I mean, you know, you still have your hands.
I still have my beautiful hands.
So when was the first time that you stepped on stage by yourself to do stand-up?
It was 2017 in March. And I was just like talking and singing. I had no idea what the stand-up comedy was till like 3 months in. I was going to open mics, and then I saw this girl doing jokes after jokes, and I'm like, well, that's brilliant. You know, what's that called? And somebody told me that's stand-up comedy. I'm like, what? I mean, I've watched Seinfeld before, the TV show, and he was supposed to be a stand-up comedian, But I had no idea that's what he was doing at the end of the show. I always thought that was weird that he's talking in a darkness and then you hear the laugh track. I thought that was like American TV thing, like laugh track.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Did you take any stand-up classes or did you just, you know, because I know that
I have taken like many classes. I'm like little obsessive personality, I guess. I took many classes. I took the one at the, I researched on the internet and then I found one that sounds great. So I took it and it was the worst class ever. And then I took one at the Second City that was really good.
A stand-up class, stand-up comedy class. Oh, wonderful.
And I've also taken classes in New York.
I'm going to, when we talk offline, I'll ask you who was the bad one because I'd like to, you know, I'd like to do that also. I've done stand up a few times, but I'm an improviser. I'm more about sketch and improv and all that. But I'd still like to do stand up, but I don't want to go to a bad.
I know. It was one of the more expensive classes.
That's too bad. Was it a male or female instructor?
Male. And then at the beginning of the class, there were like, I don't know, 12 people in a class. And then, like, at the end of the class, there were, like, three left. People just left.
That's not good. That's not good. Well, I'm glad that you stuck with it and you've, you know, polished your set. Where do you normally perform? Is there, you know, which comedy club do you normally perform at?
I don't know. I was doing a lot of Zoom shows during the pandemic. And before that, I was like all over, and now I'm trying to find a home venue because I was doing some shows at the Canyon Club by my house, but it didn't really work out. It was just too huge, about 400 capacity room. Yeah. That was way too big. I need something smaller to do shows.
I interviewed the founders. There's this app called A Live Show. A Live, spelled all in one word, show. And you can actually do it from home where you get like 3 minutes, but you get to practice. You can work out your material. But then there's people in the audience, kind of like here, but their mics are open so they can clap. They can give you points. You can hear them laugh. And it was built pretty much during the pandemic to help stand-up comedians that want to do stand-up from home. So if you want, I'll send you the link. I interviewed them last year. It's a great app.
That sounds great. And yes. I also do like flappers. I just won the golden ticket at the Comedy Store. So I did the 3 minute spot.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun.
Of course. How did you meet Christine Blackburn?
I met her at her show. For the storytelling show at the Flappers.
Oh, yeah, of course, that makes sense. Have you done her show yet?
Yeah, she had me do her show, and then I did Hollywood Friends show, and she was my co-creator for the show.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. You guys co-created a show. Tell me a little bit about that show.
Oh, so it was a full women storytelling show. I don't know. It was the best project I've ever did, and it was four women. We talk about how we got to LA and how we love it, and we all had a turn in our story. Like, we came out, you know, that LA made us a real woman. You know, I don't want to make it like a, oh, it's an inspiring show, but it was an inspiring show.
I love it. What's the name of the show?
Oh, it's How Did You Get to LA?
How Did You Get to LA? That's brilliant. Well, I'm glad you worked with her because, you know, she's very talented as well. So good job. Bravo. Kudos. What's next for Michelle? What else are you working on? Do you have a TV show? Do you have more music? What are you working on?
I wrote a song called Bagel because my daughter likes K-pop and she likes the group called Twice, and they had a song called Donut, and my daughter's like, oh, mom, you should write a song about donut. So I wrote a song called Bagel.
Jewish donuts. Yeah, perfect.
And I had so much fun, so I'm gonna write another song, and I just need a little inspiration to write a song. I want to be a great stand-up comedian, but also one of my dreams is to be a one-hit wonder.
Wait, back up. You're dreaming about being a one-hit wonder. You don't want more than one hit? Just one.
I just want one. I'm not a musician.
I love that. If I can help you make that, that's
wonderful. I was like, okay, how do I become a one-hit wonder? And I'm like, okay, maybe I need to know basic of music writing. So I was taking a music theory class, music theory one, at the community college by my house, but they don't offer music theory two this coming semester, so I'm really upset. But I'm going back in spring to take the music theory two, and then I'll become the one-hit wonder.
How about writing a song called Churro or Churros? Churros are like Mexican donuts, but they're long. Maybe.
And crispy and sweet, cinnamony.
You know, wow. You know more about. Yeah, there's your song. They got, Pop's got donuts, you got churros.
Maybe I should sing about mochi.
Mochi, there you go. Yeah, your cat or the food?
Both. maybe not. Maybe just one.
I'm going to eat mochi. Cat's like, no. You have such an interesting story. I could continue talking to you forever, but I know that you're busy. So I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your life with us. Oh, it is my absolute pleasure. And I can't wait to see what else you do, what other songs you write, and anything that I can do to help, you know, by all means, please reach out. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you. If you need a member for your improv team, call.
I will. When you mentioned that it's so hard to keep improv teams together, you're so right. I put together one in Chicago 25 years ago, and they're still going. So are every now and then you'll find a team that'll stick together. But normally, you're right, they last 3 months, six months, maybe a year.
Well, and I then they're done. That I loved, and we were together for like over a year and a half, and then it just...
It's a long time.
I couldn't find anybody else like that. So, gave up.
I hear you. I feel your pain. Well, folks, we've come to the end of the show. I would really want to ask you guys to head on over to Apple Podcasts, also Spotify, and give Paul Vato Presents a like. Give us a follow. That will really help us out. If you're so inclined, we have a Patreon where for $3 a month, you can get all this great entertainment. That would be wonderful. That would also be very helpful. And please head on over to Michelle's Instagram and follow her there. Can people follow you on Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, that'd be great. And Marizaki.
Marizaki.
Cigar and Moscato, an actor in improv, coming from Chicago, alto, make way for Paul Vato, Pablo, si hablo con mi taco, not today.
Post-production is done with care by Brian at Ocean Tree Creative.